Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting third. The center fielder, Mel Hall. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Keith Moreland. Batting sixth. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dan Ron. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Ruthven. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dick Ruthven. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting third. The right fielder, Darryl Strawberry. Batting fourth. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Heap. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bob Baylor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Walt Terrell. Pitching for the New York Mets, Walt Terrell. And now, play ball. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hurdle fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilson scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks scores. Strawberry moves to second. It's 2-0, Mets. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap strikes out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle strikes out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards second. Ron throws towards first. Buckner fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Buckner. Strawberry scores. Foster moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Mets. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive towards first. Buckner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland takes first base on ball four. Say moves to second. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hurdle fields it and throws to second for the out. Say moves to third. One out. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Strawberry. Ron reaches second base with a double. Say scores. Davis goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Mets. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a pop-up towards third. Hurdle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ron scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a pop-up towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brooks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Ruthven. Strawberry moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-1 in the game. Hurdle strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Say hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards short. Baylor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Ron hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodges hits a fly ball into center field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. Two outs. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Baylor scores. Wilson moves to second. It's 4-2, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a line drive into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards first. Heap scoops it up and throws to first, with Terrell covering, for the out. One out. Dick Ruthven is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruthven is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruthven hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cubs 2. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strawberry is called out on strikes. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-2 in the game. Heap hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moreland. Heap reaches second base with a double. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heap scores. Hurdle moves to second. It's 5-2, Mets. Brian Giles pinch runs for Clint Hurdle. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Giles. The throw from Davis and he is safe. Giles steals third. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Baylor takes first base on ball 4. Craig Lefferts now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodges takes first base on ball 4. Baylor moves to second. Walt Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-2 in the game. Terrell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Brian Giles now playing second base. Hubie Brooks now playing third base. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner takes first base on ball 4. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall takes first base on ball 4. Buckner moves to second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Say hits a fly ball into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buckner moves to third. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Buckner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Mets. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hall moves to third. Dan Ron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Ron hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson strikes out. 1 out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Brooks strikes out. 2 outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strawberry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Bosley. Strawberry reaches second base with a double. Warren Bruststar now pitching. Ryan Sandberg now playing second base. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ryan Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg takes first base on ball 4. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bosley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Bosley reaches second base with a double. Sandberg moves to third. Carlos Diaz now pitching. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Giles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Sandberg scores. Bosley moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Mets. Gary Woods pinch hits for Mel Hall. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods takes first base on ball 4. Doug Sisk now pitching. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Say hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Woods now playing center field. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Giles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Giles hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Baylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Baylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Dave Owen pinch runs for Jody Davis. Jay Johnstone pinch hits for Warren Bruss Starr. Jay Johnstone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnstone hits a line drive into right field. Strawberry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales pinch hits for Larry Bowa. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales hits a pop-up towards third. Brooks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Mets will come to bat. Jay Johnstone now playing right field. Dave Owen now playing shortstop. Keith Moreland now catching. Bill Campbell now pitching. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doug Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk bunts towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Campbell covering. Safe. Hodges moves to second. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wilson hits a fly ball into left field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Cubs 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Bosley takes first base on ball 4. Sandberg moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Buckner bunts towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. Sandberg moves to third. Bosley moves to second. One out. Gary Woods is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woods is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Woods hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Woods reaches second base with a double. Sandberg scores. Bosley scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Say is walked intentionally. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Mets 5. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Smith now pitching. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Strawberry strikes out. One out. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Owen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Heap hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of John Stone. Heap reaches second base with a double. Mark Bradley pinch runs for Danny Heap. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Brian Giles. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is walked intentionally. Jose Oquendo pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Keith Hernandez pinch hits for Bob Baylor. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and New York Mets, 5. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.